We are 16 lines down from the top on Lamed Ches Omid Beis. We're completing the discussion of Bishul Akum. Dag Maliach, Chizkiah Shari Rabbi Yochanan Aser. What is the halacha about a salted fish? Chizkiah says if a non-Jew salts the fish, it's still permissible to eat. There's no concern of Bishul Akum. Rabbi Yochanan says it's Aser. Or concerned about Bishul Akum. What do you mean? It's not Bishul, it's just salting. So the question is salting considered the equivalent of Bishul or not? Beitza Tzuluya, what about roasting an egg? Roasting is not Bishul necessarily. What if a non-Jew roasts an egg? Bar Kapra Shariv, Rabbi Yochanan Aser. Bar Kapra says it's okay, it's not considered Bishul. Rabbi Yochanan says no, it's the same thing, it's considered Bishul. In addition, it's also being covered by a shell, so there's another reason perhaps to be lenient. Aser Rav Dimi Amar, when Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael, he said, Echad dag maliach ve'echad beitza tzluya chizki ubar kapra sharu v'Rav Yochanan Aser. Here he combined chizki and bar kapra, who are each makel individually by the two different cases, and said in both cases, they're lenient, and Rav Yochanan is machmir. And it sounds like we are lenient by salted fish, but we're machmir by a roasted egg. The roasting is like bishul, but salting is not like bishul. Rav Chiya Parva ikla lebei reish galusa. Rav Chiya Parva went to the head of the exilarch. Amrulei, and they asked him the following question. Beitza tzluya mai. What's the halacha about a beitza tzluya roasted egg by a non-Jew? Can I eat it or not? Is it a problem of bishul akum? Amrulehu. So he responded as follows. Chizkiyo bar kapra sharu. Chizkiyo bar kapra were lenient. Rav Yochanan aser. Vein dvarav shalachat b'makom shnayim. And we're not going to follow one opinion of a minority against the majority. There's two against one, so we should be lenient. Amrulehu Rav Zvid. Rav Zvid was in the home as well of the Reish Galusa. And he said, no, lo totzi dulei, don't respond this way. Hachi amar abaye, hilchasak kvaseit Rabbi Yochanan, that Allah follows Rabbi Yochanan, that we have to be machmir. What happened as a result of this? Askuyuhu neguta dechala v'nachnafshe. Apparently the exilarch was, as we know, was not always a good person. As Rashi says, d'lahavu ma'alu. They were upset that he was machmir. He himself wasn't even machmir, he quoted Abaye, but nevertheless, they seem to have poisoned him. They gave him some drink with the vinegar that poisoned him, and he died. Sounds very scandalous. Tanu Rabbanan, ha-kafrisin v'ha-kaflutos v'ha-himtalia v'ha-chamin v'ha-klayus shelahen mutarin. All these different types of vegetables, which were cooked by non-Jews, idolaters, are permissible to consume. Beta tzluya asura. If they roast an egg, it's asur to consume. Shemen, what about oil? Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi Beis Din, like we said in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda and his Hanasi and his Beis Din, Nimnu Allah Vihitiru, they already were matir Shemen Akum. Tanyahi. Tani, we learned in a brisa, he himtalia, he pashlaya, he shiata. We mentioned earlier in this brisa that himtalia, if it was cooked by a non-Jew, it's permissible, there's no issue of vishalakam. But a brisa says that himtalia is the same thing as pishlaya and shiata. So my shiata, Amar Abba Barachana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Hai Arbin Shnin, Denevek Hai Uvdom in Mitzrayim, Rabba Barachana, Didei, Amar Hai Shitin Shnin, Denevek Hai Uvdom in Mitzrayim. Rabbi Bar Barachana said that there was a story that occurred 40 years ago after they left Egypt, and now they said 60 years ago since after they left Egypt. V'lo pligi mar b'shnei mar b'shnei. Both of them are just talking about from the time that they heard the story. One heard it 20 years later. Whatever, it's just a side point. But what is shiata? Hechi avdu, so how do you make shiata? Maisu bizra de karpasa, you take a seed of karpas, ubizra de kisna, and a seed of flax, ubizra de shavlilta, and a seed of another type of vegetable, vitarole bariadari, you soak them together in lukewarm water, vishavgule ad makbel, and then let it grow, and then it, just let it start to grow. Umaisi chatzvi chadasi, then you take new barrels, umalulumaya, then you fill it up with water. Sounds like it's cold water. V'taru bei gargishta, and you soak it in clay. Umat bekin bei, and the clay sticks to these vegetables. V'ayelin Lebe Bni. Then they take it to Lebe Bani. They take it to a bathhouse. Danafkan, by the time they were already leaving the bathhouse, Malavli, it was Va'achli, it was already sprouting, and they were eating from it. Va'achli Minayu. The Kari Mi Bainta Dereisha Tufra the Kari, and it cooled them down. It was something which was therapeutic in a sense for them to consume. But the point is here that how do they make this shiata, this himtalia? They didn't. You don't need to use any hot water. They at most they use the lukewarm water to make it. So what do you see? If it's there's no concern of bishalakum. Why? Because this food is roy lechol chai. You can eat it raw, and therefore the fact that the non-Jew cooked this item, you would still be allowed to eat it. Amar Rav Ashi, Amar li Rabbi Chanina. Milin va'amri la bimilin. Rav Ashi said, by the way, as a side point, I heard about this story, and some say milin is just words, meaning it's just not true. They were sarcastic. It's not possible for these vegetables to sprout in, 30 minutes. Va'amri la bimilin, some say that it did happen, and the way that it happened was that he used words. He used some sort of magic in order to cause the vegetables to sprout. Tanu Rabbanan. Hakuspin shel ovdei kochavim shehuch muchamin bior gadol aser bior katana mutter. If you have the leftovers of the dates that a non-Jew was cooking in a pot, it's aser only if they cook it on a big pot as opposed to in a small pot. The assumption is that in a big pot you can cook all sorts of treif items in advance. In a small pot you can't really cook treif items. You only use it for like vegetables or things that are parv in that nature. So Azir Katan, what's considered a small pot? Amravyana, as long as this type of bird can't go inside of it, the whole bird will go inside of it, then it's a big pot. And then you're concerned that other non-kosher actual meat was placed inside of it. The Dilma Ailua, but who says that you have to put the whole animal in at once? Maybe when they're putting in a chicken, they're putting it into pieces, and then they're putting it into the pot, and therefore even a small pot would be problematic. Ella kolshein rosh tzipor dror yochel lekanes pesocha. Now maybe means just it's a small pot, so long as the head of the bird cannot enter it, and therefore so small that you wouldn't put meat into it. V'hatanya achas yor gadol v'achas yor katana mutter. But we have a braisa which states that both types of pots, large or small, are both permissible. How could that be? Lo kasha hakaman damer nosin tam lefgam aser, hakaman damer nosin tam lefgam mutter. It depends on your opinion of nosin tam lefgam, which we mentioned before. It's going to be discussed more at the end of the Masechta. Nosin tam lefgam, is it the tam that is that emotes or that is emitted after a certain amount of time? Is it usher or not? So if the, as we understand it, that if it waits, if you don't use it after 20 for 24 hours, then the taste of the meat inside the pot, on the walls of the pot, is not considered l'shvach, and therefore it's not going to add any flavor to make it kosher. It's nosin tam lefgam to make it treif. It's going to remain kosher. So nosin tam lef, that's nosin tam lefgam mutter. But according to the opinion that says nosin tam lefgam usher, then we would. So according to that, nosin tam lefgam usher, then a yora Katana would be Yora Gedola would be Aser, but according to Nosin Tam Lefgam Mutter, even a Yora Gedola would be Mutter. Rashi here says that Nosin Tam Lefgam is Nifsal Belina, that just waiting overnight is enough to make it considered an Eino Ben Yomo. But we, as we'll see later on, that our general custom is to wait 24 hours, and therefore it's Nosin Tam Lefgam. So that's the end of the discussion between Bishul Akum, and we're now just getting to the discussion of Nosin Tam Lefgam.